Your papers were described to it, and it was given your name. But it was not quite given your name at that, was it, Daniil?
Indeed, it was not given my entire name, agreed Daniil.
Your name is not Daniil Olivaugh, but R. Daniil Olivaugh, isn't it? Or, in full, Robot Daniil Olivaugh.
You are quite correct, Partner Elijah.
From which it all follows that RX-2475 was never informed that you are a robot. It was allowed to think of you as a man. With your man-like appearance, such a masquerade is possible.
I have no quarrel with your reasoning.
Then let's proceed. Bailey was feeling the germs of a kind of savage delight. He was on the trace of something. It couldn't be anything much, but this was the kind of tracking he could do well. It was something he could do well enough to be called half across space to do. He said, "Now why should anyone want to deceive a miserable robot? It doesn't matter to it whether you are a man or a robot. It follows orders in either case. A reasonable conclusion, then, is that the Solarian captain who informed the robot, and the Solarian officials who informed the captain, did not themselves know you were a robot. As I say, that is one reasonable conclusion, but perhaps not the only one. Is this one true?"
"I believe it is."
"All right, then, good guess. Now, why? Dr. Hanfastolf, in recommending you as my partner, allows the Solarians to think you are a human. Isn't that a dangerous thing? The Solarians, if they find out, may be quite angry. Why was it done?"
The humanoid robot said, "It was explained to me thus, Partner Elijah. Your association with a human of the outer worlds would raise your status in the eyes of the Solarians. Your association with a robot would lower it. Since I was familiar with your ways and could work with you easily, it was thought reasonable to allow the Solarians to accept me as a man without actually deceiving them by a positive statement to that effect."
Bailey did not believe it. It seemed like the kind of careful consideration for an Earthman's feelings that did not come naturally to a spacer, not even to as enlightened a one as Fastolf. He considered an alternative and said, "Are the Solarians well known among the outer worlds for the production of robots?"
"I am glad," said Daniil, "that you have been briefed concerning the inner economy of Solaria."
"Not a word," said Bailey. "I can guess the spelling of the word Solaria, and there my knowledge stops."
"Then I do not see, Partner Elijah, what it was that impelled you to ask that question. But it is a most pertinent one.